Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Boston-based financial services giant State Street Corporation is cutting more jobs, specifically 850 IT jobs, including more than 550 of them here in Massachusetts. Joining me to talk about these job cuts is 90.9 WBUR's Kurt Nickisch. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, as you know, it was only late last year that State Street said it would let go of about 1,400 workers. Now, today we hear another 850. Why this short succession?
Well, State Street says the two are connected, that the last round of job cuts, the company actually hinted that more were coming, but it's all part of a sort of strategic restructuring that's affecting different parts of the company. The difference with today's job cuts is that it's information technology, that part of the company, and the majority of these job cuts are in Massachusetts. 338 people will lose their jobs. Another 220 can keep their jobs, but not with State Street. They'd be working for IBM or Wipro, a technology services company from India, and they may have to leave Massachusetts to keep their jobs.
Now, Kurt, there's an irony to the timing of this, which is that State Street made this announcement this morning at the same time it announced that its revenues are up. They're up almost 15% over the past year. So why the cutting given the revenue boost?
Yeah, well, the company is profitable, but its expenses went up too, and the company actually wasn't as profitable as analysts expected. So the stock of the company is actually down today, even as Wall Street is up. The company says, you know, these are separate issues and that this strategic restructuring is going to take, you know, a number of months, and the company really won't see the benefit of these job cuts and this restructuring for some time to come.
Kurt, is there a concern here that with these job cuts and outsourcing that State Street is becoming a diminishing presence in Boston and might someday no longer be a Massachusetts-based company?
Well, the company will tell you no, and they happily point to the fact that the number of jobs, the size of their workforce in Massachusetts has actually increased 25% over the last 5 years. If you look at that carefully, though, a lot of that's really from acquisitions, like buying Investors Financial Services Corporation, and not organic growth.
So you and I, of course, are focusing on State Street, one company, but I imagine that this is something facing the financial services industry as a whole and not just this one company.
Yeah, especially IT, because, you know, technology is changing. They deal with a lot of, like, financial data and sensitive stuff, and information technology and security is all very important. But companies have evolved, technologies have evolved, and it's gotten to the point that maybe now, you know, what used to keep in-house, you're willing to hand off to a trusted supplier to take care of for you. And so the industry is changing. And so while State Street says they're going to stay in Massachusetts, this isn't going to threaten that. The complexion of the industry is changing overall.
And job numbers may change in the process.
Exactly.
Kurt, thank you.
You got it.
Kurt Nickisch is 90.9 WBUR's business and technology reporter.